Hello, this is Scott Wells with Scott's Spotcast, and I'm here today with Mike Lamar. Just gave a great lecture last night to our group here in Houston, Texas, and so welcome, Mike.
Michael, thank you,
good
Scott.
To see you. I wanted just to chat with you briefly about some of the things you've been doing. You're actually on a little short tour, I guess, about 9 or 10 cities, and then through this month, and then what's next in store here?
Well, the next main event for me to really focus on is this curriculum that I've been working on for a number of years called Magic Works University. Mm-hmm. It's a 10-session curriculum of magic. That's it's essentially a life skills course disguised as a magic class. It's like the Karate Kid in reverse, you know, where the Karate Kid, you do all these everyday things and everyday things, and at the end you realize, oh, well, wax on is a fighting technique, and
right.
Wax off is a blocking technique. And this, in the Magic Works U curriculum, you're just, in each of the earlier sessions, it's just about magic principles and magic techniques and magic theory. And then in the last session, you're just showing all these real-life applications and real-world applications of these principles of magic and how they can affect your life in the real world.
Yeah, not necessarily so that you can become a magician or a better magician, but something that actually has life skill applications, you're saying?
Exactly.
Or negotiations?
Highly transferable. The business side won't play into this.
So it's not so much cognitive thinking as it is physical.
Or philosophical to a large extent. Mm-hmm. You have to understand what the move is before you can really master it.
Okay.
And seeking first to understand, then be understood. Principles of
communication.
It's mostly about communication because magic is really about communicating. It's about getting an idea, a very specific idea, into the mind of a viewer or a spectator.
Not just through talking, but a lot of people do it visually and non-verbally.
It's very heavy on the non-verbal stuff. The idea being you can, things that you say can be suspected or doubted, or people can imagine that you would script something to deceive them verbally.
Right.
But they really don't suspect that you might script your non-verbal communication, and that there should be so much intent behind the things that just your body and your face say.
That makes sense.
That misleads them, and it's a deeper form of deception.
It's just like when you're looking with your eyes, that they'll follow your eyes, or they'll follow your body movements, and that.
And they don't even realize that they're making conclusions based on these things, because it's why they know something happened, even when they don't know exactly what happened. They're reading things.
So it's understanding body language.
Yes, it's very much about putting a lot more intent behind the messages that you send non-verbally, and being much more receptive to the messages that people are sending you, so that you can tell what's working, what's not working, what's fooling them, what's not fooling them, and that sort of thing.
Gotcha. That makes sense. And so now, where will people be able then to find this? I assume it's on the internet. Are they going to be going someplace to Orlando? Or?
Well,
it's going to be like Jeff McBride's School of Magic or something?
To a certain extent, it's going to serve that purpose for me. You know, it's going to be a curriculum that I'm going to enjoy implementing myself.
And personally teaching?
Yes.
It's like a master class.
Oh, yeah. I really love the idea of it. And at the same time, it's the kind of thing that has to be facilitated. You could take it as a self-paced thing and do it yourself, but if you are accountable for whether or not you're really doing what you are told to do and that sort of thing, you're going to put more attention and effort into what you're doing. So I don't want to just talk to them. I want to know that if I say do this 150 times, that they're going to do it 150 times. And so they'll take it in a facilitated class, and hopefully professionals around the country and world will decide to facilitate this class and have students on a local level.
That sounds fantastic. And real quickly, in the last 30 seconds here, when do you think you'll start to have this or implement this?
This is February 2011. I hope before the end of the year.
Awesome. This has to be. And they'll be able to find that where?
Magic Works University. Magic Works University at mrmagic.com. mrmagic.com.
There you go. Thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate you talking with us today. And good luck with that. And I'm looking forward to hearing more about that in the future. For now, this is Scotty out.